the President George H.W. Bush Toy President's Doll. Audio recording.
Destiny is not a matter of chance. It is a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for. It's a thing to be achieved.
The United States should not seek to be the world's policeman. There is no support abroad or at home for us to play this role, nor should there be. We would exhaust ourselves in the process, wasting precious resources needed to address those problems at home and abroad that we cannot afford to ignore. This is a fact. Strength in the pursuit of peace is no vice. Isolationism in the pursuit of security is no virtue. We're going to set the economy free. For if this age of miracles and wonders has taught us anything, that if we can change the world, we can change America.
1 year ago, the people of Panama lived in fear under the thumb of a dictator. Today, democracy is restored. Panama is free.
We deplore the decision to use force, and I now call on the Chinese leadership to avoid violence and to return to their previous policy of restraint. The demonstrators in Tiananmen Square were advocating basic human rights.
In addition to paying damage claims against it, we encourage Exxon to increase its local hiring for the cleanup efforts. Now some will say that reducing our energy vulnerability is not enough, that we should take more drastic measures for total energy independence. But then there's reality. Murder and destruction in the streets of Los Angeles last night and today must be stopped.
Every one of us must confront and condemn racism, anti-Semitism, bigotry, and hate. Not next week, not tomorrow, but right now.
Leadership assumes office, it exerts its influence, but it must never presume that it does any more than speak and act for the people. Giving peace a chance does not mean taking a chance on peace.
But at the hands of injustice, in the face of aggression, ours is a once reluctant fist, now clenched resolutely.
Now, the 28 countries with forces in the Gulf area have exhausted all reasonable efforts to reach a peaceful resolution, have no choice but to drive Saddam from Kuwait by force. We will not fail.
I salute the finest soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that any nation could possibly have.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met. May God bless our valiant military forces and their families.
We are the United States of America, the leader of the West that has become the leader of the world. And as long as I am president, I will continue to lead in support of freedom everywhere, not out of arrogance, not out of altruism, but for the safety and security of our children.
I love to talk about the thousand points of light, one American helping another.
The world has changed at a fantastic pace, each day writing a fresh page of history before yesterday's ink is even dried.
We want to do what we can to facilitate what I optimistically call a new world order, but that new world order should have a conciliatory component to it. It should say to those countries that are on the other side at this juncture, look, you're part of this new world order.
The longer our graduation lines are today, the shorter our unemployment lines will be tomorrow.
To the parents of America, I ask you to get involved in your child's schooling. Check on the homework, go to the school, meet the teachers, care about what is happening there. Not only your child's future on the line, it's America's.
To burn the flag, to dishonor it, is simply wrong.
I just don't happen to believe that banning of weapons will take them out of the hands of the criminals.
The Cold War didn't end, did it? It was won. Read my lips. No new passes.
That was the President George H.W. Bush, Toy President's Doll, audio track.